Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, we have been exploring with Dr. Wayne Grudem the five wrong views, whether people of faith should be involved in politics or not. Dr. Grudem, is doing evangelism and not politics a wrong view to hold?
Yes, well, Karen, I hear a number of Christians say today that churches and pastors and Christians really shouldn't talk about politics because our goal is to do evangelism and get people saved. My response is, okay, after people are saved, what are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to live their lives? The answer in the Bible is we're saved in terms of forgiveness of sins by faith alone in Christ alone, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. But after we are saved, then God wants us to do good works. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." And so the message of the Bible has come throughout history to different cultures and societies, and it has transformed individual hearts, first of all, but then marriages and families and businesses and neighborhoods and hospitals and schools and governments. And so I think that Christians have a responsibility to do not only evangelism, but also teaching and speaking about how the Bible's teaching influences government for good. Paul said in Acts 20 that he wanted to proclaim the whole counsel of God, and certainly we should teach on what the Bible says about government. In fact, Christians have influenced government for good throughout history, from the ancient Roman Empire, when Christians led to laws that abolished abortion and infanticide, to abolishing slavery. You know, two-thirds of the abolitionist leaders in the United States in the 1830s were Christian pastors who preached politics from the pulpit and said that slavery was immoral and needed to be abolished. We had other examples in recent history with Martin Luther King leading the campaign against segregation and discrimination. He was a Baptist pastor. Even today, Christians influence government for good.
It is really important that we take our faith into the public square and make an influence for good. Thank you, Dr. Grudem, and we look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.